So Jesus ends his sermon with this striking illustration. And he pressed home this image and this major point that he's been dealing with for several verses here, that there is only one way to heaven through Jesus Christ. No matter what your life looks like, no matter what it seems like on the outside, if the foundation is not Christ, it's foolish to believe that your soul is safe. And this powerful illustration Jesus uses to drive this point home makes us consider what it is our life is built on. So tonight we're going to look at the two builders and ask, why is one wise and one foolish? Just like the Broadway and the narrow path, we're all on one road. We're either on the narrow road or on the wide road. Well, tonight, we're all in one of these two houses. We either have a house built by the wise man or a house built by a foolish man. But one or the other, we have a house. We are living. We have our life is built upon something. We just have to ask ourselves what the foundation of our life is. Jesus ends his message with a final call to examine your soul. And then an imperative here to trust him. And then if we have time, we'll just sort of look at this astonishing message and how Jesus wraps this message up and how he left those original hearers. So when Jesus finished his message, he left an impression on these people. Well, first of all, let's look at that house upon the rock. He says, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." So Jesus was talking to this group of disciples. These were people who said they were followers of Jesus. We've noticed that several times, that at the beginning of chapter 5 when he started this, it was to the disciples that he was talking to. Not the 12 disciples, but people who were following Jesus, or at least professed to, that were had come to learn from Jesus. They'd all just heard this sermon. But hearing wasn't enough. Every one of them here had heard Jesus preach. But it's not enough just to hear. It's not enough just to listen. It's not sufficient to read your Bible. It's not adequate just to know the truth and know doctrine. Jesus shows us that a true disciple of his, a true follower of his, will be both a hearer of the word and a doer of the word. Jesus says in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Notice what the wise man, who the wise man is. "Whosoever heareth these words of, or heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them." So it's not just the hearing, but it's the hearing and the doing. James echoes this in the first chapter of the book of James. And starting in verse 21, he says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." See, you can deceive yourself by being a hearer of the word only. James deals with this much in the first two chapters of that book. That you can hear the word, you can listen to the word, you can have an understanding of the word, but James says if you are not a doer of the word, you are, as Jesus said in our last message, one that will say, "Lord, Lord, haven't I done all these wonderful things in your name?" And Jesus said, "Well, I never knew you." That's the difference that Jesus is pointing out here. That his people are not only hearers of the word, but they are doers. They receive his message and it's taken to heart. One way they deceive themselves, those who say, Lord, Lord, were to hear the word only. They listened to the word, but they didn't do the word. To hear and to receive the word, but continue in doing it, is what the disciples of Jesus will do. Now, you're not saved by doing, but it's clear that Jesus says the saved will do. You're not saved by doing the works. But as James says in chapter 2 and verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. In verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Genuine faith will be revealed in the life. James, in other words, says, don't tell me about how much you believe in Jesus if you're not living what you claim to believe. Faith without doing what Jesus says is just not genuine faith. So, if you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the God-man, that He is the Word made flesh, if He is our Lord and Master and Savior, then your life will reflect what you claim to believe. And that's James's point, that's Jesus' point here. To examine ourselves and to know if we are truly hearers only. This is wisdom. Those that hear and those that do are wise. This man wanted to build a house. And he knew that the foundation was vastly important. It doesn't matter how big the house is or how nice the home is, if there's no solid foundation. You know, the project will just be doomed to fail if there is no solid foundation. So the wise man knew that a house not built on a firm foundation would fall. Where we lived in Georgia, we were just a couple miles from the coast, and we went and looked at several houses that were... We learned that when we went to look at a house that we needed to go right after it rained, because that'd tell you what kind of soil the house was built on. And we went to one house, and it, you know, right after it rained, and it looked like it was sitting in the middle of a lake, that it was just swampy land. And every time it rained, the water just come right up on top of the, almost to the house itself, just if it just rained an inch or so. That these houses were built maybe in nice locations, picturesque locations, but the ground it was built upon was not good ground. Well, this man was wise, and he took the time to find the place where he could build his house upon a rock. The man was wise because he not only knew those indisputable facts of engineering, but he acted upon them. He had wisdom. He had that knowledge. He knew. But then he acted upon that wisdom. I doubt that this man was born with this wisdom of building. Someone has instructed this guy that when you're going to build a house, you have to build it on a foundation. Now, you're not born with that natural knowledge. Somebody told him that. So he heard the message. He heard the instruction before. But now, because he's a wise man, he's acting upon those facts. It's the case often with us, isn't it, that we have knowledge, but we don't act upon it. We know what the Lord has called us to do and told us to do, but we just won't do it. That's not wise living, is it? To know these indisputable facts and then just know them and not act upon them. What good does it do you to know that you should build a house on a strong foundation and then build it on the sand anyway? This man was wise because he acted upon this knowledge, and he built his house upon the foundation of the rock. And this is the wisdom that Jesus is telling us. Here's wisdom. Listen to Jesus. Hear what he has to say. Act upon it. He's giving you the true picture of who a Christian is and the Beatitudes. He showed you the true purpose of the law, that it deals with the heart. He's given you the way to walk as a child of God and told you that there's no other way to heaven except through Him. He's given you all this as we've gone through this message and thought about it. and meditate upon it. He's given you the wisdom. You have heard him. Now, are you hearers or doers? You have heard Jesus. You are in this category now because we have studied this. And you've read it before, but for tonight's purposes, you have heard it. Now you're in that category of one who has heard him. You have heard the sayings. So we've all heard. So now it comes down to the second part. Are we doers or hearers only? The wise builds on the strong foundation. What you need is your life built upon that rock. Hearing the words of Jesus and doing what he says, that your life is built upon that rock. Whether it be the storms of life, or the floods of trials, the winds of accusing conscience, or the failures or sins of our own hands will beat away that foundation. That foundation is strong, and nothing will budge it, and nothing will move it, and nothing will destroy it. A life built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that foundation, that rock, the rock of ages, it will not, he will not move, he will not budge. You are safe. You are safe to build your life upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And you do that by having faith in Christ and trusting your soul to his grace and his mercy, and to anchor your soul unto the Lord Jesus. Jesus is a strong, unbreakable, unbendable, unyielding foundation. If you've trusted Christ for the salvation of your soul and you've received Christ, the risen Savior, and by faith know that he has died for you, and he's paid for your sins on that cruel cross, that he was laid in that empty tomb, and he rose from the dead and walked out days later. You've heeded Christ's commands to repent and to bow to him and to follow him, then your life is built upon him. That you have that strong foundation, that when the rains come and the floods come and the winds blow and it beats upon the house, that it's not going to go anywhere. Your soul is safe from all harm. Your life is hidden in Christ. Your slate is clean. You no longer have the condemnation that can be laid to your charge. The floods come and the rains come and all these terrible things come upon that house, but the house is unmoved. The house won't shift because it is built upon Christ. Your old sins are forgiven. Your future is set and secure. You're safe against future failures and oncoming trials or any accusation of the enemy. The house built upon the rock is steady and secure. Here's wisdom. Listen to Jesus and follow him. But the other picture that the Lord gives us is of this man's neighbor. The wise man's neighbor also was building a house. And this man went for the cheap property and the scenic view and decided that would be the place to call home. You could go and buy all kinds of acreage for practically nothing. And you go and you buy it and you come to find out the property's worthless. You can't do anything on it. It's useless. Well, he's bought the worthless property. Now he's going to build a house upon it. He builds a house upon the sand. Jesus said, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." See, the first group of people were wise people because they heard Jesus and they did what he said. They followed him. Well, this group of people heard him too. So everybody heard Jesus. The problem is not hearing Jesus. Both the wise and the foolish have this in common. They both heard Jesus. They heard his words. They heard what Jesus said. They both listened to him. They both understood what he said. They both comprehended the message. One group listened and repented and obeyed and believed. The second group heard, listened, and then just turned around and walked away. So Jesus is looking out over this audience he's preaching to. And what he's warning them is, you've all heard me. Now, are you going to listen to me? Are you going to receive my message? Are you going to receive me? Well, if you do, you're wise. Because you're trusting your soul to the solid rock. But if you don't, you're going to take this knowledge and you're going to go and you're going to build your life upon sinking sand. Now, there could be many excuses for this. Maybe they didn't believe Jesus was right. Maybe they knew he was right, but didn't care. Maybe they knew he was right, but decided this message was for somebody else and not for them. But in the final tally of things, when it all is said and done, it really doesn't matter why they didn't hear and do. No matter the reason, Jesus says it's foolish to hear and then not obey and do what he says. No matter the reason. No matter the excuse, it just comes down to one or two things. Will you hear Jesus and receive him, or will you hear him and not? Now, if it's wisdom to fear the Lord, it's certainly the greatest of folly not to fear the Lord. It's the greatest of folly to hear God and still not fear him. So this is not just a man making a mistake. The point is that they heard Jesus and would not follow him. This is like the man going, say, I'm going to build a house, and he goes to his brother, who's an architect, and his cousin, who's an engineer, and he said, I'm going to build a house right here on the sand. And then they say, no, you can't do that. If you build your house here, it's going to fall. You know, you'll be able to build it, and it might stand for a while, but as soon as there's a heavy rain or the winds blow, it's going to fall. He said, yeah, but I want to build it right here because it's pretty here. I like this land. I like the view. And the architect and the engineer warn him, and they say, you can't do this. Your house will fall. It'll crumble. It'll be destroyed. There'll be nothing left of it. Everything in the home will be destroyed if you do this. Please, consider what we're saying to you. Find a place where you can have a foundation. And he says, nah, I don't think I will. Well, that'd be the height of foolishness, wouldn't it? To listen to experts, to have experts tell you, people that do that for a living, to tell you what you need and tell you the consequences if you don't heed their warning. Wouldn't that be crazy not to listen to these men? Well, that's the point Jesus is making. He says, I am telling you this. I am telling you that there's only two paths. There is the straight and the narrow, and there's the broad way. He is telling you that there's only one truth. There's only one way to heaven. He's telling you that the only way to heaven is through him. And he's told you what the true meaning of the law is. He's told you that it is through the poverty of the spirit, and the meek shall inherit the earth. He's given you all this wisdom and information. And then he says, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to listen to me and be wise? Or are you not going to listen to me and be foolish? What reason do you have not to listen to Jesus? What reason do you have tonight not to believe in the Lord Jesus? Is Jesus wrong? Well, he's not wrong. We know when we hear Jesus that he's not wrong. We know that Jesus lived the message he preached. See, no one can live this Sermon on the Mount. This is too impossible. Jesus did. Jesus lived every word of this. So he's not wrong. Because just think, if everybody in the world lived the Sermon on the Mount, it'd be a wonderful place to live. If everyone loved others and was humble and loved their enemies and did for those who hated them and so forth, it'd be a glorious place to live. Jesus lived this message. He proved his message was from God by his life and the miracles that he did and the people that testified of him and the prophecies of him. So he's not wrong. He lived the message he preached. He proved his message was from God. He said that he was going to die and rise from the dead, and that would authenticate his message, and that was a sign that was given, and he did that. Jesus died and rose from the grave just like he said he was going to do. Now, what other teacher can give you those credentials who is worthy to follow? What other teacher could stack up against that. So you have to ask yourself, why? What reason do you have for not listening to Jesus and doing what he says? It would be foolish to build a house without listening to the advice of people who do that for a living and know their stuff. And every other person who's gone before, every other person who's ever built a house, would tell them, you can't build it on sand, you have to have a foundation. You can't just build it out on nothing, you have to have a foundation. So wisdom is on that side. The experts are on that side. Well, Jesus is saying, I am telling you this. And if you're not going to listen, you're not listening to wisdom himself. You're not listening to the God-man. You're not receiving what he's saying. And listening to one who has every right and every qualification to tell us what we need. Well, the foolish man won't listen. And surprise, 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 what happens? He goes, he finds a nice spot maybe on the riverbank, and he says, well, if I build my house right here, I can just walk outside on my porch and I'll be right there by the river. I can go fishing anytime I want to. I can go swimming anytime I want to. What a beautiful spot to build a house. It's perfect. Well, he built it right there, right on the riverbank in the sandy part of the ground. And it was fine for a while. It was a beautiful house, the envy of all of his neighbors and friends. But then the wind started to blow, and the rain started to come, and the river got a little bit higher, and it got higher and higher and higher, and the winds blew, and the rain began to beat upon it. And the more pressure the house was put upon, the more force was exerted on the house. It started to move. It started to shake. And you know what? That nice view didn't hold the house up. And his fine craftsmanship didn't hold the house up. And all the work that he had put into the house didn't hold the house up. His confidence that it didn't matter where he built the house wasn't holding the house up. When the pressure was applied to it, it fell because there was no foundation. See, both men heard the word of God. Both men built houses. But this man was a fool because he rejected wisdom. You know, you believe the textbooks of men, the opinions of men, the stories and reports of men, and trust their lives to what they will say, but scoffs at the perfect, inerrant, infallible word spoken by the Word of God Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the point he's making. Will you listen to Jesus? The wise man dug down deep, down beyond what he could see. He dug down past what he could see on the surface until he found that immovable, unchangeable, strong, dependable rock. And that's where he built the house. In a storm, you have to have the foundation stronger than the storm. You have to have protection, that foundation that's going to be stronger than whatever the storm it is you're going to face. You need a hiding place that's stronger than the trial. The foundation has to be firmer than the flood. You know, the foolish man just went and stomped his feet on the ground and said, well, it feels pretty hard. You know, it feels solid. It should be all right. You know, he thought he was the one person in all of history that could build a house on the sand and stand up. Don't think that your works will stand against the judgment of God. Both of them had faith in their foundation. Both the foolish man and the wise man had faith. The wise man had faith in that rock. The foolish man had faith that, well, nothing's going to knock this house down. There was no grounding to that faith, right? He had faith, otherwise he wouldn't have built the house. He had faith that the house was going to stand, that it could go through the storm. He said, yeah, it'll be okay. It was faith. But what was that faith based upon? Nothing. Just his confidence. His faith had no foundation. And we shouldn't live our life like that and say, it'll be all right. I know what Jesus says about faith in Him, and I know what the Bible says about sin, and I know what the Bible says about the consequences and the judgment of God, and after death comes judgment. I know what the Bible says about all that, but it'll be all right. Like the man stomping on the ground saying, well, it seems solid enough to build a house on. There's no basis for that. There's no basis to think, well, it'll work out. It'll be okay. Because Jesus has told you what will happen. It doesn't scratch the surface. It's a superficial foundation. There's no depth to it. There's nothing there. See, both men wanted peace and safety and security in their homes. But only one house was going to provide that. And maybe on the outside, those houses might have looked the same. They might have both been beautiful. They could have been structurally put together well. But the appearances don't amount to a whole lot if it's not a structurally sound house. The foolish man, perhaps his house was lovely. Perhaps his house was just beautiful in a nice location. But it wouldn't stand the test. There's coming a day when we must all stand before and give an account before our Lord Jesus Christ. And that coming day where we will stand and give our account before Christ, our works will have to stand. Our works will have to stand before Jesus. And will they abide or won't they abide? Will they stand before Christ or won't they stand? The foolish man built that house upon the sand and it didn't abide. The wrath of God abides upon the foolish man. And only the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ will abide on that day of wrath. What are you building your house upon? What are you building your life upon? Are you building it upon the rock? Are you building upon the sand? That's the question that Jesus had before us. That's what he's presenting us tonight. That's what he's presenting you tonight. What is your life built upon? Is it the solid rock of Jesus, or is it the superficial sand? Jesus ends his sermon not with an altar call. He doesn't end it with an altar call and say, all right, we're going to sing a song and everybody make a decision and that kind of stuff. How does Jesus end the Sermon on the Mount? He ends it by this illustration. What's your life built upon? Are you going to listen to me? You have no reason not to listen to Jesus tonight. Not one. He is the preacher of all preachers, the prophet of all prophets. You can't give me one good reason why you shouldn't listen to Jesus tonight. Not one. Not one valid, supportable claim can you make that Jesus isn't worthy to listen to. And he just leaves it there. He doesn't give an invitation. He just leaves it there to have him think about it, to have him consider it. And that's how we're going to leave it tonight. We're just going to leave it there. Consider it. Are you hearers or doers? You sat and listened to Jesus through this word. You've heard what he said. He's presented it to you. It's the facts. There's no reason not to listen to him. And now he says, what are you going to do? Are you going to listen or are you going to ignore it? Those are the only two options. And that's what you've got. You either hear the word of wisdom or you will ignore him to your own folly, to your own peril. Listen to Jesus. Hear wisdom, follow him, be hearers and doers. Come to him, repent, trust in him, and be wise. Well, may the Lord add a blessing to his word tonight. And Brother Keith, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Dear Father,